Oh yeah, sun's out, sun's out, sun's out. How to live a better life. Brought to you by 60-pound weight vest. All right, so some thoughts. So the first thought is, I think what everyone really, really wants is to live a better life, comma. And as a consequence, we all are trying to live a better life. So I think the big issue is we think living a better life is just having more money and making more money. The simple equation is more money means more good life, right? But we know this is actually not the fact. We know that the true way of happiness is physical. So doing stuff IRL in real life, right? So simple suggestions. Brand new co-living. So some simple thoughts include taking the metro, actually discovering the metro, right? Culver City Line, the E Line. I'm all about the E Line. It's probably my happiest discovery because the big problem about driving is you're forced to sit on your butt all day, right? And we all know and accept that sitting is bad. Sitting is the new smoking, right? But the problem is when you drive and you can sit on your, like, it don't matter if you drive a Rolls or even a Tesla, right? Even a Cybertruck, even though I love a Cybertruck. The ultimate goal is to stand. Like, the second you sit down, your physiology goes down by a quadrillion fold, right? And also get some Vibram 5-finger shoes. Better for you, okay? So the best goal is to maximally walk outside as much as possible. I mean, I've never met a depressed person who walks 30,000 steps a day. Surprisingly, the mail delivery people, the USPS workers, tend to be the happiest people because they're out and about in the real world all day. And I don't know, it's like, if I had to get a quote-unquote real job, I never will, but if I had to, I don't know, like, what kind of job allows you to be outside all? I don't know, park ranger, military, right? Something like that, right? So I think modern day society is like being forced to be the mole people and make a bunch of money. But if the weather is this good outside, guys, it don't matter if you're making $1 trillion a year, but you had to live in a underground bunker bathroom your whole life, no one would want it, right? The ultimate privilege to be outside. So yeah, I think still the more I think about it, did you catch the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
It was so cool, right?
Yes,
sir. So I think the best thing to think about in life is just the life of maximal wealth. So my thought, if it takes, you take the metro, right? It takes you an hour to get there, drive takes you 30 minutes to get there. It's still better to take the metro because you could stand, walk around, be out and about. So to be within walking distance to a metro is probably the best way to live a futuristic, great human life in the 21st century, right? Rather than being, you know, stuck in one of these loser cars stuck in traffic. Once again, don't matter if you're sitting in a Rolls. yeah, the anything sedentary is bad. So even if I track my personal happiness, my physiology levels, the days where I don't have to jump in a car for like days on end is actually my happiest days, comma. So optimize a life for standing, not sitting. Optimize a life for outside.